Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You turn to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chiva Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. Sending greetings to each and every one of you, the faithful ones that listen on a continual basis. We want to let you know that we love you, we love you, we love you, we really, really, really do. And listen, we love you so that we want to hear from you. Give us a call and just say something. Tell us what God has done for you, what you're expecting God to do for you, and oh, if he healed you, let us know that too. And delivered you, let us know that too. And oh, just how much God has blessed you. I know he's done something for you. And I know that God has sent somebody in your presence to give you a word, huh? I know you have. You just don't want to tell us, do you? You want to know your blessing? That's not fair. We want to rejoice with you, you know. We want to sing with you, be happy with you. Oh, yes, for what God is doing. I love to hear what God is doing for people and how he's moving in their way when it was a hopeless situation, you know. What are you expecting him to do for you in your hopeless situation? Come on, we can just rejoice with you. All right? Okay. All right. Call us 347-857-3925. Give us a call, if you will. We're waiting. Press the 1. We desire to talk to you today. Okay?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father, for forgiveness. And those that we're praying for, Lord Father, forgiveness of any sin, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask you for your forgiveness, Lord. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for hearing the prayers today, Lord, Father. And we thank you, Father God, for answering prayers, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, on the prayers that are going before, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we continue to hold Barbara before you, Lord, Father, asking you, Lord, Father God, to continue to touch her right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father God, as we come against that cancer right now, Lord, Father. Father, you said, Lord, Father, by your stripes we are healed and nothing is too hard for you, Father, and we thanking you for touching her right now, Lord, Father. Letting your will be done right now, Lord Father. We even come against those blood clots on her lungs right now, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to touch her right now. Dry it up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, let her cry out, Lord Father God, to you, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord Father, for Crystal right now, Lord Father, asking you, Lord Father, to regulate that blood pressure right now, Lord Father. Bring it down right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We speak peace to her mind right now, Lord Father. Peace to her heart right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch her kidneys right now, Lord Father. Father God, that it may not affect her kidneys right now in the name of Jesus, but we speak wholeness to her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we come against that spirit of cancer that is running rampant, Lord Father God. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over all those right now that are dealing with some type of cancer, Lord Father, whether it be in the male or the female, Lord Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Dry it up right now, Lord Father. Let them, Lord Father, anyone that even harbor unforgiveness, Lord Father, or whatever, Lord Father, Father, let them free it up right now in the name of Jesus. Come to you confessing their sins right now, Lord Father. Father, just having your way, Lord Father God, crying out for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father, for your will to be done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for just doing it right now for them right now, Lord Father. Father, we pray for Dante right now, Lord Father. Father, touch him right now, Lord. Touch his mind right now. We speak, Lord, Father God, strength, Lord, Father, and for you to guide him right now, Lord, Father, in you, Lord, Father. Father, let him know, Lord, Father God, that you will never leave him nor forsake him, Lord, Father, but you will continue to strengthen him if he only allows you, Lord, Father. Father, we pray for Pam right now, Lord, Father. Touch her mind as well, Lord Father. Let her not give up hope, Lord Father, as we speak strength, Lord Father God, to her, Lord Father, and healing to her body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Father God, for bringing Deacon Michael out of the hospital, Lord Father. We continue to speak healing to him right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for bringing Pastor George out of the hospital, Lord Father, as we continue to speak healing to him right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father God, how you touch, Lord Father, LaCara and Kim, Lord Father. Continue to touch them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for everything that you have done for them, Lord. Father, we come against, Lord Father, as we hold Felicia before you, Lord Father, fluid on her brain right now, Lord Father. We say dry it up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We ask you also to touch her eyesight right now, Lord Father. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness, Lord Father. We just thank you for just having your way, Lord Father, flowing through and through her, Lord Father, that, Father, she gave you, Lord Father, the glory and the praise, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now for favor upon your people, Lord. All those upon the prayer list, Lord Father, as I lay my hand on the prayer list, Father, let your will be done, Lord Father. Show up and show out in their lives right now, Lord Father. For you say, who you set free is free indeed. And we thank you, Lord Father, for the freedom that you have given us, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the power and the authority that you have given us, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, that we're able, Lord Father God, to speak, Lord Father, and create as you, Lord Father, speak and create, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you. We glorify you and magnify you, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask you to touch, Lord Father, our listeners, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father. Father, let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, touch their hearts, touch their minds, Lord Father. We cancel any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder, Lord Father, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for covering them, Lord Father, under the blood, covering this broadcast under the blood, Lord Father. Father, we say, Lord Father, touch, heal, deliver, and set free, Lord Father, all those, Lord Father, that are listening, Lord Father. Let them receive the word, Lord Father. Give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the message that is coming forth. Father, we thank you for answering, Lord Father, their questions right now, Lord. Father, those, Lord Father, that open the line, Lord Father, for prayer, Lord Father, praise report, oh, Father God, just to give that word, Lord Father. We thanking you for them right now, Lord Father. I ask you to decrease my apostle and pastors. The word come forth, Lord Father. Use them in a mighty and a special way right now, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father. And, Father, we ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Now, if you didn't hear your name in that prayer, that means that you haven't given it to us, right? All right, call 347-857-3925. Press the 1. Let someone know who it is you want us to pray for, whether it's you or someone else. All right, or something else, whatever the case may be. We are here to do what? To pray for you until something happens, till God moves in some type of way. We will pray for you and yours, okay? Amen now. Listen, now I want to hear your testimony. I want to hear your praise report today. Why don't you call in and give us a praise report? That'd be nice, you know. I know some of you so secret, y'all don't want nobody to know your business, you know. That's why you can't get no answers, because you want to keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. And it ain't nobody agreeing with you because they don't know about it. You see, because you're trying to be so secretive. You see how you are? Praise God. Well, anyway, we'll press on. You don't call. I was waiting for the board to light up so I can know that you called. All right. Praise God. We thank you. Anyway, let me give you a little short word here. And we'll move right along. Move right along. Praise God. Each time we take a step toward God, we discover that he has already taken two steps toward us. Each time we take a step toward God, we discover that he has already taken two steps toward us. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. I'm glad to know that, because y'all don't answer too much, do you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, let your what? Prayer and supplication be known. Isn't that what he had to say? Yes, well, now, see, I got scripture now. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, I got scripture for you here. See, stop being so secretive, and this is my problem. Hear what you say. It's your problem, and you don't want nobody else in it. We thank God, Pastor Sharon here today, and we thank God for Sister Diane here today. We thank God for little Nathan here, that is a prophet here today. We thank God for seeing him today.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We missed him last week. I tell you, we kind of had to wing it last week, you know. Praise God, praise God. Yes, indeed. And we thank God for those of you that were there. Even some of the listeners were there, you know. Praise God. And we trust that something was said to bless you on the previous broadcast. We really do trust that God bless you on the previous broadcast. We really want God to bless you. You know, amen, amen, amen. And I just kind of refresh you a little bit. And then we're going to let Pastor Sharon go. Hallelujah. You say, what you doing? Going to make a pair for that not being here? Well, no, but that's a good thought. Thank you very much. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is just good to us. What can we say? You know, beautiful day, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful, but you never know what it's going to turn up to be, do you? There is always some unsuspecting weather that shows up, don't it? Now, I saw a picture of a tree that had fell down, split in half. Great big tree. And the person, you know, They say, what do you see in this piece, this part of the tree that fell? And you looked, and what do you see? I mean, I actually saw what the person was talking about. It was like an angel. The wood had framed the way it broke, you know, split. The whole top of the tree split. It was real big, too. And it's like an angel. It was just like an angel there. And here of late, people have been seeing angels. You know, it haven't been angel sighting in a long time, many years, because I was thinking, I said, you know, many years ago, I asked somebody not long ago, I said, well, many years ago, there were angels when the people were going to work or coming from somewhere down the highway. And but now you ain't going to stop and pick nobody up in the dark out there now, because you got a whole lot of demons out there too. So there were angels there. You see angels in the elements, in the sky, and you see faces of Jesus on the walls, in the pie. And, you know, you see this all over, don't you? You used to, and now it's about coming again. You know, and you see many sightings of angels and Jesus pictures. I mean, you know, in the element, right? In the sky, in the cloud, and look like form on the buildings, and everywhere. And I say, wow, what does that tell us? I like it, you know. Personally, I like it. If you see it, I think that is lovely, isn't it? Wonderful, wonderful. That's very wonderful, isn't it? My goodness. It made me feel like, hey, at least it's not all demons. We know the demons are loose, right? They are loose in the land, in the form, and they rest in people's bodies, right? It's where they are. They can't live without being in somebody's body, okay? They use up your body. They use it up, and you let them. You know that demon is there, and you just want to keep it there. You don't want to get rid of it. You don't want to believe in God. You don't want to believe in deliverance. You don't want to believe God can set you free. Why is it so hard? Why you can easily believe the devil, but you can't believe God who made everything, including the devil? Now, ask yourself that sometime. Why you rather believe in the devil than to believe in God who made everything, you and the devil? Ask yourself that sometime, you know. And you give him lots of how you say it, publicity. You give the demons lots of publicity, right? So when you give them that publicity, what happens? They bring their cousins with them and everybody, you see. And when they bring them with them, now you're having it just blossom them in your home. People just doing all kind of crazy stuff these days. So that shows you, huh? But even though these things are happening, now everything happens the same in the natural and the spiritual. What happens in the spiritual happens in the natural. What happens in the natural, it happens in the spiritual. Okay? When all of the hate and stuff came through in the natural, then you seen it materialize in the spiritual, did you not? Come on now, look at it now. Think about it. Now, when that other man was in office, he was talking about change. Well, it was a change, you know. That was a change when the black man got up in there. That was change, wasn't it? So we saw change in the natural. So at that time, change was occurring in the spiritual. Everybody loved one another. You ain't hear nobody calling nobody all them names and hanging people up in trees and going to Walmart, singling people out, killing them and all that kind of stuff. You know, you didn't hear of all that then. everybody kind of got along, didn't they? They might not like you, but they got along with you, right?
Amen.
Isn't that what they did? So, now, here we come in this era. We come in this time, all right? It's now, it's another change. There's this type of change now. There's this type of thing going on. What are you going to do about it? Do you want to see things better? I'll ask, start with that. Do you want to see things better? Do you want to experience a better time in life? Do you? Well, our scripture, what we use on previous broadcasts, Romans the 4th chapter and the 17th verse. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. You hear that? Calling those things which be not as though they were. Let's put it in this fashion here. God has given you power to operate in this land. God has given you and I, let's put it this way, the power, his power, you see. He didn't give us no devil power. He gave us his power, see. And you don't really want to believe that you have the power of God operating because you want to see something with your natural eye. Is that right? Come on, think about it now. You want to see things. Everybody wants to see something with their natural eye. Well, now, let's put it into this fashion. You have a spirit and a soul in your body. Now, why don't you take your spiritual eyes, take your spiritual eyes now, ask God to let your spiritual eyes see what you have. See what is going on in the land. See how much God has already given you. Why don't you do that? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See all that God has already, see what I've said, already given you. All right? Now, we don't know what it is, do we? Because you're too busy praising the devil. Okay? And you always say, well, the devil is, and we say the devil is, we do say that too much, don't you think? I think we just talk about that too much. We need to learn how to govern our tongue to speak praises and worship to God and honor and respect and glory to him and his name. You know, because he is the one that made it all. Why don't we give him all the praise, okay? Now, he has said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, if it's the evidence of things not seen, what has he given you power to do? Call those things which be not as though they were. You may not see it. In the natural. But now, do you know, you say you have knowledge and you're smart. You're the smartest thing out there, you know. And oh, you know this and you know that. You do say that, don't you, about yourself. So if you know all of that, then it's not hard to comprehend what God is saying. Call those things to be not as though they already were. What did I tell you about what happened here in the scripture? When he was saying about receiving circumcision and uncircumcision, being that even though they were uncircumcised, they were being told about it to be circumcised. Now, we can take that both ways, spiritual and natural. Do you understand? See, some of us need to be circumcised in the spirit. See, So if you get circumcised in the spirit, you're in good standing in God right now. So therefore, it's easy for you to call those things that be not as though they already were. You say, I am healed by his stripes. You may not have a bit of evidence. The doctor, they say you finna die in 6 months, and he could say all kind of other things about you and everything. But you're saying, no, I will not accept that. I'm going to call in the word of God. I'm calling in the word of God. I'm calling in the word of God. Do you know that he's told me I am healed by his stripes? I am already healed. I shall not die, but I'm going to live and declare the works of the Lord. You're going to keep saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it till you see it, see it, see it. You see? You're calling those things that be not as though it already were. Isn't that true? Huh? Why can't we do that? I told you yesterday, become an actor. The actor that you are. Did I not tell you that?
Yes.
Become the actor that you are already an actor. You act on everything else in life, don't you? You act like you got a job. You get food stamps and all everything else that go along with it. But to your friends and everything, you act like you got a job making big money. Because you take that same little bit of money and food stamps and checks you get, and you go out there and buy your pal $200 shoes. Buy you the best weave in town. All this stuff you do because you're doing what? Acting like you got it going on. You see, and if anybody investigate, they'll find out you ain't really got it going on. You just acted. All right? And some of you act like you got the best man in town. See, you act like it to your friends. Oh, child, my man, my boo, your boo. My boo is this and my boo is that and my boo, 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 boo. And your boo is a boo. You see what I'm saying? Your boo is a boo, but you act like to your friends that you got the best man in town and he treats you all like a queen and everything, and he treats you like a tramp. Ooh. See? That's what he treats you like. But you act like he do, huh? You give them the impression that you're doing good and he buys this, and you the one spending your money and he ain't spending nothing. But on Susie down the street. Susie know the truth, don't she? You see? But you calling those things to be not, you know, you taking that word, but you're taking it the wrong way. Huh? At the time. You, instead of you acting on God's behalf, you acted on the devil's behalf. You got some of them horror movies. You see them horror movies on TV, right? You got them horror movies going on to scare your pants off. So you like them. So your life is a horror story. And you're going around now acting like I got the best movie out. This is a horror movie that's on top. All the good ratings. And soon as somebody peep your whole card and let everybody know something, you mad. Now you're mad with them. Because they let, well, you should have stopped acting that act, you know. Get a new act. Change your, what it is, your manager. Change who's managing you. You let the devil manage you, Let God manage you and his angels manage you. Let them manage you and direct you in the direction you should go instead of you staying over down with the lowlife. See? And you don't want nobody to call you lowlife. Well, if you hang with them, you know they're going to call you that. Don't you know that? Come on now. Stop being ignorant of the fact. If you hang with them kind of people, that's what people going to call you. Every time they see you out in the street with the prostitutes and pimps and the gigolos and everything, you out there with them, they're going to call you just the same thing. Because if you act like them, you're going to be like them. You're going to mimic them. Uh-huh. You didn't think about that, did you? Well, anyway, praise God. I'm not picking today. I'm just talking about it. Call those things which be not as though they were, and you want this, that, and the other in your life, call it in. Call it. Speak to it. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Let your tongue dictate to you what you're going to do, what you're going to accept, and what you're not going to accept. Do you get it? Because we accept the lesser instead of the better. Now tell me that. Why is there some type of something built up inside of us that we accept the less instead of the better? Why do we accept the fact, well, I ain't going to make it and everything is going to go wrong? Well, why you got to accept that? Huh? I don't care if there's 10,000 people tell you that your credit is bad and you say, well, that's what you say, but I will not accept that this day, and you keep going and going to God moves out everything, all the bad credit, don't you? But you keep going, don't you? You keep going. You do not let them impress you with their negatives. Huh? And God knows it can't aggravate you to the bone with people just with negative talk. All they do is negative talk. Every time you look, they got negative talk. They ain't got nothing good to say. So the person is who he is or she is. That's who they are. You know how they are. Now you know how to deal with them, don't you? You should by now. That's my thought with it. I believe that. If I get to know you or hear you, talk to you, I kind of know what you are, how you are. I know what to deal with you and not to deal with you. You see. You ain't got it. You know. But you want to be such a profound actor in your life. You want everybody to think good of you. You want everybody to talk about how good you are. Oh, she can sure do. Yes, she can. That's the right part for her. She's the pastor. He's the pastor. Oh, that's perfect. And you don't bit more know what go behind closed doors. Do you? You don't know. But they know how to put on a good show. Don't they? The devil, listen, the devil got it down pat. He know how to put on a good show. He know how to get to you. He'll sneak it in on you, like these movies they sneaking into you, the cartoons they sneaking into your children and everything. Right now, they're basis, the gender thing, the witchy thing, the magic things, and all of this stuff, they're sneaking it into your child, and now they're doing what? Hypnotizing your child so their minds now can be turned the way they want him to turn and do what they want them to do. See? And is doing what? Manipulating the public, manipulating your children, manipulating you. Because you let them do it. Well, it's just a cartoon. It ain't just a cartoon. You need to look at the contents of that cartoon yourself and shut it down. Huh? Because, listen, every time a witchcraft voodoo picture come on, your children begin to want to do that stuff, what they doing in there. Huh? Now they become an actor. In the worst of sense. See? And you allow it because you say no harm in it. It's no harm if they play this game. He got them out there playing the, what's that, Ouija boards and all them other boards and the crazy board and anybody else's board. All them boards, you need, somebody need to take it and put it on you for letting them do it, introducing your child to some mess like that. You say you talking against it? Yes, I'm preaching against it because it ain't nothing but the devil's stuff. That's my job, to let you know you're on dangerous ground and your acting days are about to be over if you keep messing in that kind of stuff, letting your children mess in that kind of stuff. Then horror things is going to be happening in your home. See, I'm just here to try to warn you, you know, whether you like it or not. I'm just here to try to warn you. And people don't like to hear things like that. They want to hear them getting a car and getting a home. If I told you, let me tell you what people do. Cause I'm not my, I don't have a big name over the door, you know, and all that stuff. They don't want to believe what I tell them. But if I tell them, I say, listen, God say that, you know, if you want this home, go such and such a page. You got to follow instructions first, long so you got to follow the instructions, huh? See, when you don't follow the script, you don't follow the script. And when I give you the script of what the Bible says, and when I give it to you, and you tell me, oh, yeah, that sounds so good. If I give you a description of your house, a sign that's sitting out that side, and the name on the sign, and all of that, I give you all of that. What else you want me to do? To put you in the house? Huh? Now I'll give you all that you need to get this house. So I'm saying a house. You to get this house. I give you all the information you need. All you got to do, take yourself out. The house ain't coming to you. Take your butt out there and go where I told you to go at. Find it. Well, how you get there? How do I know? God didn't give me that. You get out there and find it. You look it up somewhere. Go direction, and you will find it being there where it is. You want somebody to do everything and pay for it too. My God. You see? But God gives specific instruction, but you don't want to hear it. You don't want to follow instruction of the script. This is why a lot of actors go down, because they don't want to follow the directions of the script. See? And the Bible has direct instructions, but you got to follow the script. See? In order to get that reward, when it comes reward time, every good actor looking for to win an Academy Award, and you are looking for to win a reward too. God got a reward for you too, but you got to follow the script. Hello? Y'all don't get it. We want to do it our way. We always want to do it our way. Why you want to follow the devil all the time? God give clear descriptions of whatever he's assigned you to. And if it's not clear, ask him to clarify it, please, because I'm done not this moment, Lord. I'm lacking understanding. Well, then you ask him, and he will have it clarified for you. You see? How are you going to get anything done if you don't follow what God tells you? You willing to follow the devil? Well, why he want to tell me I can't go to the strip club? You ever heard people talk about that dumb stuff like that? Well, why God tell we can't go here and we can't go over to the bar and get a drink? I say, he ain't tell you not to drink it. You drink all you want to, but you have to suffer the consequences of that drink. those strength. Because if you get one, you ain't going to stop at one. If you get there and look at them women at the script club, then you got other things running around your mind. Your mind turned around all together now, ain't it? But you didn't want to follow his script. You want to follow the devil's script. Huh? Well, I thought God loved me. Y'all told me God loved me. God loved us. God loved me. He is love. I say, now, he ain't tell you about that illicit love. Go out there with all that now. See, you done went out here and tried to turn God love all around, and you out there got wife and 10 kids home, and here you are over at the script club looking at somebody bare butt women. That's what you do. And now you mad because God said keep yourself out of there. Because you're going to find nothing but trouble. But you'd rather have trouble because you don't want God and nobody else to tell you what to do. In other words, you're a disobedient child. Don't follow directions. I'd hate to eat a cake you make. Because you're not going to follow the instructions of making that cake. You're going to put it in there the way you want to. And then when it come out like a ugly, lopsided cake, then you tell me, what happened? You didn't follow the instructions. The cake has a recipe. You got to follow that recipe. Put this in first. Put that in next. This is what you do. You're going to go put the last thing in first. It's not going to come out right. And when God tells you something, you do what he say to the T of how he say do it. And if you miss something, God, I miss something. Can you tell me that again, Lord, please? Huh? Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with asking, can you tell me this again? God, I miss something here, God. You were saying it so fast, you know. And then you write it down. But people have a habit of following the devil rather than follow God. His recipe sound better, right? Mm-hmm. 2 teaspoons of hate. And take a little jealousy. Just throw a little dash of that in there. And see, when you finish getting all that stuff thrown up there together and mixed up together, you got a mess going. And this is why people's lives are turned like they are. And God has given you some special instructions. Call those things that be not as though they already were. Even though you're walking in sin. Listen, even though you're walking in sin, when you call this faith comes forth and opens up a door that you never dreamed that you could get open, then you can walk in and things change for you. Whether you see it or not, if you just know some of the script here, know what God has promised you, that's all you got to do, people. Just know what God has already promised you. When you know what God promised you, and then you read this script, you get your Bible. Now, if you ain't got no Bible, somebody get you a Bible from somewhere. You can go to the thrift store and get a Bible for $1.50. Tell them you ain't got no 50 cent and they'll give you one. You can always get a Bible. Thing is, are you going to read it? See? And after you read it, do you follow the directions? There's a recipe for every ailment that you have. There's a recipe for every situation in your life. There's a recipe for when you don't have no money, how to get some. And I don't mean steal. I have to tell you straight out because some people would go and start stealing. Okay, they think that's more available than anything else, you know. Praise God. Amen. Huh? So listen, Jesus already promised you so many things, but the thing is you ain't read the script yet. You jump over one page and you go to the other. Hey, you know the page y'all most of jump over, people jump over? Know the page they jump over? That Malachi 3. they jump over Malachi because they tell him about giving. See, let go of something in your pocket. It tell you to sow some seed. You jump over that and figure I'm just going to go to this page. But then when the director begin to scold you and tell you that's wrong, go back here and go over that, then you mad and want to quit. Huh? But who's losing the money? You losing the money because they're going to hire somebody else in your place. And God do the same. He'll put somebody else in your place if you don't want to do it. He keep asking you, you don't do it. He let you do what you want to, and he gets somebody else to do. Because his work going to get done any way you look at it. Did you hear that? Any way you look at it. You need to look at it. Look at how, if you read the 4th chapter of Romans here, and you'll see how he talk about it. Even though you don't see it, it's going to happen. Huh? What about Abraham? You Abraham's seed, right? We Abraham's seed. Do you want to be Abraham's seed, or whose seed you want to be? Satan's seed? You want to be you want to be Satan's seed? That who you want to be? But listen, let me tell you. What happened to Abraham? He was telling the people that they need to get circumcised. You know, some people need to be circumcised, right? When you read the story. And his wife, now this is the wife that most people talk about. They talked about because they thought he wasn't supposed to have her. You see, because she was the wrong color. Okay. So, she had to remind him. See, because somewhere down the line, he forgot. Now, how did he miss that? I don't know. But she told him, say, now how can you tell them what they ought to have? How can you tell them what they ought to have and you ain't got it either? And he had to admit it, you're right. And the man had to run out there, he had to run out there and get it. Now how did he miss it? Okay, how did he miss it? Okay, somewhere down the line he missed it when God instituted it. I don't know where he was. I have to go back over there and find out where he was because I want to know how he missed it. Okay, but she told him, and he did went and got it because he got to be with what he said, right? He got to follow instructions too. Somewhere down the line, he didn't get it. But anyway, praise God, now he got it. So now he's bringing us into being circumcised in the spirit. Then you hear what Preacher Diane said. You got to be circumcised in the spirit. Hey, hallelujah. You heard her, didn't you? Okay, she getting on up dancing. Okay, and it takes the righteousness to get it done. Now, all right, how many actors do I have out there? How many actors, huh? You going to act like you holy. Did you hear what I said? You going to act like you sanctified. You going to put on Jesus Christ today. Did you see that? Hear what I say? You going to put on Jesus Christ today. because you want to be the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, and you want to be that. So this is the day for you to follow the instructions and turn your life around and stop doing all that nonsense you've been doing and getting upset by everything. People get upset these days. Everybody shout fused. Huh? Everybody shout fused today. They can't take nothing anymore. If anybody tell them no, they get mad. You go to the grocery store and you say no, we don't have that no more. Somebody want to beat up the cashier like they had something to do with it. You know, you see what I'm saying? Shout fuse. Don't take much to light fuses in people these days. Now, who's the author of that? Nothing but the devil. Because he want to destroy you. And that's what he was made to do, to destroy you. He came to destroy you. Huh? And while he destroying you, he put you in bondage. Before you got destroyed, didn't he? So you can't wiggle out. Hallelujah. You see? So we're going to have to come to knowledge today that Jesus is everything we need. He is it. God made it so. But the thing is, you just don't want to believe it. It ain't my fault you don't believe it. Now, I'm trying to help you believe it today. That the Word says you just got to get in the Word, search the Scripture, and all. Stop searching people and search pictures. Search Jesus, I mean, the Scripture. You want to search me, huh? Search me, cause I don't have that word. I can't just do it like you do it. You see what I'm saying? You can't read me. I might be in one of them low times in my life, and you get the wrong reading. Then the script is turned all the way around, ain't it? But read the script here, the original. The Holy Bible is the original script that God has for each one of us, and then we act upon what we have read. The good. Don't get up there and be a Jezebel. Because people take that and say, well, I can be Jezebel. Well, I can be this one, and I can do that one. I can do what... We take that. You know what we like to take? Well, let's say an eye for eye and a tooth for a tooth. So therefore, the Bible say I can do it? You say I can do it? Cut your hand off if it offends. Cut your hand off if it offends. We got all these type of things going on. See, and each one of us, and I still tell you, everyone is an actor.
Come on now.
See? We want to act out something even if it's wrong. We want to hear, and when somebody tells us something right, say, look, be a good actor. If you're going to be an actor, be a good actor. Remember now, death and life in the power of the tongue. And you got to remember that now. Huh? Now, when you get the script, the Bible, the Holy Bible before you, that's your script. Find a passage that you really want to stand on. The promises of God, you want to stand on, don't you? Huh? You don't want to go with the promise of the devil. Huh? You don't want to be like, what's the man name? Ahab. You don't be like Ahab. But what happened? Ahab was, no, he should have been standing for God. He out there standing with the devil, his wife. Now, he know where he got her from. He know she was raised, her father raised her in witchcraft. Huh? Controlling and all these things. He know that. See? But he did not have enough courage to act on the promises of God who he was raised on. He let her, and then he was such a nanny till he began to whine. I call him a whining man. Ain't no woman want no whining man. He became a whining man, you know. He run back and told his wife, well, you know, I like that land he got, but he won't let it go. He won't sell it to me. You see, and he's supposed to be the king. King of what? Huh? What was he the king of? Of a B-movie? You know them B-movies that's out. They tell you don't watch it. Ain't worth going to see. It ain't no good. Well, may not be no good to you, but I might could get something out of it but that you didn't see. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to act upon what I think is the right way at this particular time. So all you actors out there, straighten up your act. All you actors, now it's time to straighten up your act. Huh? Okay, it's time for you to straighten up your act. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Benjamin. You're on air. Hello, you're on air.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning to everyone. Apostle, I just had to say thank you because that was your message this morning has been confirmation in so many ways to a conversation that Diane and I had up to not yesterday, but day before yesterday. And it is so amazing. I love your analogy about acting, about the recipe. It's real. It is so real that most people miss it. And I was saying to Diane that, we change the script. We want to change the script, and we want to change things in the recipe. And there's a reason for that. We do that so that we can get the praise and the glory, so that God doesn't get the praise and the glory. We need to be able to say, I changed it. It wasn't right. And it's amazing because if you change it and it works, you get the praise and the glory because that's what you wanted. You miss the whole thing because maybe it wasn't about the praise and the glory. Maybe it was simply about your success. But you're so busy chasing your own agenda that you miss where God is trying to take you.
Amen. It
comes as a result of us looking to please the world. We measure and judge ourselves based on the world standards and not God's standards.
That's true.
We like to operate in what we can see. But we don't like being judged by the world, but we like to operate in the world. So we got to make up our mind whether we're in it or we're not in it. Because you were right. We do things that God give us, and we alter it, serving the world, looking for the praise, self-praise, and the praise of the world, not realizing the world will give you the praise. Just follow God. The world will give you the praise because they'll be still trying to figure out how you got it done.
That's right.
But we miss the mark every time. And I was telling Diane that a lot of challenges that we have as Christians, just how you put it, we act. We're great on Sunday. We're great Sunday morning, right down till we get back home from church and take those clothes off. And then we go right back to the world. You know,
right,
and I say it that way. I say it that way because I can speak for myself. You know, you go to the club, you come home, and mom says you got to go to church. So you struggle. You get up, you get to church, and you really start to feel something. You really start to feel the Spirit of God moving on you. And you come out of church, and you feel good, and you're walking upright, and you stop with mom at the grocery store or wherever, and people address you properly. How you doing, mister? How you doing, sir? How can I help you? You know, they give you that respect, and you feel good about it. And then you get home, and you take those clothes off, and you rest God down and hang him up in the closet right alongside those clothes, and you go back to being you in the world in that miserable state you was in just before you got to church.
Amen.
And nobody seems to see it. And it's funny because I was also saying that, you know, we see people come to church and we see them reap success real fast in the Spirit of God. We see things happening for them real fast. And we get kind of annoyed and we get mm-hmm. frustrated. Why is God working on him and he just came? I've been there forever and he ain't working on me. Well, you know, there's a number of reasons there, Apostle. And one of the things I found out is we ought to watch that movie play out all the way.
All the way.
And you learn. You got to watch it play out all the way. We see his success. We see him come to church years after you've been there. He finally came in. 6 months after he's in there, he's reaping the success of the Spirit. And he's bragging about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, how come I ain't getting it? Well,
that's
wait.
Right.
The movie ain't over. The movie ain't over yet. The movie ain't
right.
over yet. If you watch it, you'll see how his ego will take him on a journey that'll take it all away from him. And then, but you missed that because you were so caught up in the fact that he had it.
Right.
So you should have learned from that, that, you know, oh, maybe I need to put my ego in check. Because what are the little things that God's doing for you right now that can't get you to where he was because your ego done got you all wrapped up in the little things?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to look at myself, and I tell people, you really got to take your own personal inventory. You really
mm-hmm.
got to take
right.
your own personal inventory.
Where you are.
Where are you? What is your contribution to the stagnation of your growth? Because we can blame everybody else, which we love to do. But when you look inside, you'll find out where the real problem lies.
Oh, yes.
It ain't
Amen.
God. It ain't God, and it ain't the devil. It's you.
Uh-huh.
We give the devil more credit than he deserves.
That's true.
You know, because we set ourselves up chasing things that we really ought not to be chasing. We chase things that are already ours.
Uh-huh.
Praise, glory, the enjoyment of life. We're chasing it. Why? I don't understand. Because I spent more than half my life chasing these things, only to find out, if you sit down, read the Bible. And I like to read other Christian books that gives you scripture to support what they're saying, because you get to see things from other people's perspective. And it's amazing because when you do that, you realize a lot of times that you're chasing stuff that you already have. You just need to figure out how to access it.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
chasing wealth. We're chasing happiness. We're chasing all of this stuff. And granted, we deserve it. So you have a right. But you first got to figure out why you're chasing it. Because if you open
yeah.
the Bible, the first thing it tells you, you have it. And I had a problem.
It's already yours.
How do I have it and I can't get it? See, until I really asked myself that question, then and only then did I realize I was doing the wrong thing. Because when you ask yourself that question, the first thing is, if I have it. That was the first part of the question. So you first got to confirm or deny that you have it. And stop
uh-huh.
looking for it physically. Stop looking for it
Amen.
Physically.
Mm-hmm.
And go inside. Where is it? If I have it, look for it. Start getting inside and searching. You'll find out you got more trash in there that you need to get out of there so you can see and feel the happiness that you have. All the hate, all the unforgiveness, all the stuff, unnecessary baggage that you shouldn't have that you're walking around with. And until you start cleaning that up. Some of us have a beautiful home. There are some people that have a beautiful home, but they can't see it because it's filled with, they're like herders. They filled it with so much junk that they don't need, shouldn't have, shouldn't be around. And until they open the windows and start throwing stuff out, you ain't gonna never see your house. Just needed to say that. I just needed to say that, Apostle, because I was having that conversation and you just confirmed it, that I was right on the money. You know, it is real, and I thank you for that.
Thank God I was able to. Thank God I was able to. Praise God. Thank you so much. You're going to be a preacher yet, aren't you? Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anybody else? Come on now. If you want to say something, add something to that, you know, and all. Come on. It's time for you to act now. This is your scene. This is your scene now. I'm giving you space for your scene. Now let us hear your scene and see your scene, what your scene is about. How about that? Come on. All right, now, if you don't, we're going to go on a little bit further. If you don't, now, I'm not going to wait all day for you. That's one thing for sure. But, cause we want each one, play your thing, you know. What's in your script? What did God give you? What's in your head right now? Come on, come on, come on. It's in there. Come on, let it out, let it out. All right, you want? All right, we going on a little bit further. We thank God for you listening anyway. Hope you enjoyed it. I think that was a wonderful word from Mr. Benjamin Woman. Amen. All right, here you go, Pastor.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter and the words from Mr. Benjamin. Thank God for what he's talking about, the word. And the word of God is always true, because we do have to apply what he says. And the word does let us know life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we have to recognize, because in the book of Genesis, when God spoke the word, things came into being. So we, as his, he created us to create. So in creating, we have to pay attention to what we create around us. And, you know, this morning he had me going back into the book, this special book that talks about the spiritual law of attraction. And, you know, it let us know, because it lined up with the God's word. We need to, like, when we read the word, really read what he's telling us. And then I'm just going to do a couple affirmations. One of the ones for faith says, as I am one with God, I am one with my good. For God is both the giver and the gift. I cannot separate the giver from the gift. And, you know, Philippians 4 verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And when we take Philippians 4 verse 6, when he said, let your requests be known unto God, you have to let it be known unto God. Who is God in your life? A lot of people have different things that they call their God or their idol, that they let their requests be known unto. But, you know, I'm reminded that he told me that he's a supplier of all my needs. He'll supply my needs according to his riches in glory. And God is the supplier of all our needs, because he's the one that created us and make us. So we have to remember that we have to always have a conversation with him, or talk to him, or pray to him, however you do it. some people just talk to God on the inner man, on the inside, because they don't want to utter the words out there. But the thing is, it's still words going forward. A lot of time people believe when they may say to themselves, they believe, well, I didn't say it out of my mouth. But we don't understand that thought has wings. And he let us know that life and death is in the power of our tongue. So we have to always ask him to season us, to teach us, to help us with our words that we release out of our mouth. And this morning I was reading something that's very important that God had to remind me that we need to pay attention to. I'm just going to put it in a story form. This woman had someone that she knew that had a beautiful house. And they say, in the book it says it was her acquaintance. And she really liked the house. But she said, I like this house. I like this house. And she wanted that house. And she even imagined herself in the house. In other words, when the woman of God says, you're doing what? You acting, right? So she used her mind, and she did her own movie in her mind that she was in that particular house. She was living in that house. She was probably even cooking in the house. She probably seen herself driving in the driveway of that house. But you know what? She did not pay attention. It was whose house? It was her acquaintance, her friend's house. So what happened between time is the person, something happened to the person. When the woman became to a knowledge of spiritual law, she asked the question, did I cause that to happen to that person? They told her yes. Why? Because the person was in a lower level of thinking, which meaning the fleshly mind. They weren't able in the spirit, they were in another dimensional leveling that understand spiritual thing, they will be able to fight that and speak the otherwise. What happened? The person passed away and the woman moved in the house with her husband. But what happened to her, because she was acting it out, she created that movie. She created something around by her words, by her imagination, and by her thought. But she did not pay attention. The word of God let us, told us that we reap what we sow. So we have to be careful what we sow, because we will reap exactly what we sow. What happened? Her husband left here, and the house became a white elephant. Why? She did not ask God for her divine right, what he has for her. It is so important. The woman of God teaches, when you want a husband, stop saying, ooh, look at that man. He'd be better off with me. No, that you violating the world. You violating the law of God. You say, God, I like the quality that I see in this person. So, God, I'm thanking you for my husband. And stop coveting another man's goods and their house, whatever avenue it may be, their clothes, their family. You just don't know, because you causing a violation to happen in the spiritual realm. And the seed that you're planting in your mind is not a good seed. Why? Because you did not pay attention and ask God to let you have what's divinely right for you. In other words, what is yours. No one else can get it. But you know what? We don't pay attention to that. We don't pay attention to our thoughts. We don't pay attention to what's going on the inside. You could be looking calm and cool as a cucumber on the outside, but inside is a boiling pot. What are you creating on the inside? So we, according to Philippians 4, verse 6, it said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And verse 7 said, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus, the peace of God will pass all understanding. He will give you the understanding that you need to keep your heart and your mind. And a lot of people don't think their heart and their mind need to be kept. He'll give you the understanding. He'll let you know that's not the right way of going about things. This is what you do. Ask me to give what belongs to me, not what another person has. In other words, we don't want no one to leave here illegally, right? Because why? Because you wishing, because you're coveting, because you're speaking words of death and not life. That's what the word of God can let us know, that someone that is going through sickness say, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. You got to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. And it's so important for you to declare and decree those words, because what? You want to be what? Life to come forth in you. Life is in the word of God. The word of God has life. The word of God will what? Go through the marrow, the bone. He goes through everything. It will tear down, build up, correct, turned around. Everything is needed to be done. So we got to remember now that we need to what? Call on the name of the Lord. We have to pay attention and know that what God tells us to do, we have to do it. I'm reminded the woman of God used Romans, the 4th chapter, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom be believe even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now, think about it. Verse 18, who against hope believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. In other words, what was declared and decreed when God told Abraham, and when he told them he's going to be the father of many nations, even though he was not walking into the lineage of any seed, God already declared and decreed that he will be the father of many nations. And I'm reminded that God even told him to look up. You got to look up and see. In other words, you got to look up and let your imagination go and see. Dream and create those things that I've declared over your life. So Abraham, he looked up, and God let him know all these things that you're looking at. He let him know that your seed will be that much more plenteous. So God will remind us, he'll tell us to look, right? He'll always tell us to pay attention to things. Look at this, look at that. He'll always bring it into a place to don't look at things in the natural plane, but see beyond our situation, see beyond what we're going through. See beyond what word is released in that atmosphere. You can return that. You can I cast that word down. I renounce that word, and I call it into nothingness right now. And you can declare and decree the word of the Lord. You got to do something about it. Don't allow yourself to walk in a lower plane where you don't speak the word of God over your life. Speak the word of God, that the blessing of the Lord make it rich and it adds no sorrow. You got to speak that word and say that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You got to speak that word and say, by his stripes I am already healed. And you got to also ask the light of God, the word of God, to go through every cell in your body, and every abnormal cell will change and become normal. You got the power in your mouth, because he told you long time ago that he gave you the power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you today. So you got to do something about it today. We're still talking about speaking that word. Speak that word of life over you today. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks, but as long as it matters what God thinks. See, you say, why not? I say, what? It matters what God is saying. It doesn't matter what people have to say, but it matters what God have to say. Why? He's the one that can touch both the body and your soul today. He is the one with the authority to create things, to do all things today. And then Habakkuk, the second chapter, reads, and verse 2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Remember, write the vision when you write it. In other words, you're writing your plan. You're writing it down. You're writing the vision. You're making it plain. You're writing your heart desire. And you say, well, with prayer and supplication, you're writing it down unto the Lord. You're making it plain. And you're lining up with the word of God. Even though it tarry, wait on it. It shall surely come to pass. It will not tarry. And I'm reminded, I was talking to someone yesterday, and I was saying, you know what? This is one thing I'm positive of. Apostle Porter, do not release any word out to you that God did not tell her to say. If you, I don't care what you do, you could be praying in this. If God didn't tell her to release that word, she will not release that word to you. She, in other words, she ain't going to prophesy a lie to you. And I was just saying, I said, you know, people don't know this. If she tell you God say something, it is what God said. If she say God say do it like this, that's exactly what she's saying, because she do not release that word and let God tell her to, because she said, I'm not going to get in trouble with God. It's better for her to get in trouble with man, but she will not get in trouble with God, because she would have that price to pay concerning that word that she released that God didn't give her. Tell her to release. So I'm reminded about that, and I said, you know what? You know, we got to let people know if God will not tell, if God didn't tell her that word, she will not call you up and minister and release that word to you. Why? Because she's speaking as God's mouthpiece, and she's not going to say God said if God did not say anything. So today, y'all, I know we don't use, a lot of people don't know that part, but she will not release that word unless God tell her to release it, and she will release that word in its right season. So today, be encouraged and know that. What does vision mean? To perceive, right? To act of the power of sensing with what? Your eyesight. So today, take your eyes off the natural, what you see around you, the storm in your life, and you start seeing God creating a miracle just for you. And if God say to you, He's working it out, you don't know the fine print in the contract, but if God released that word, He's working it out for you. He's working it out for you. I reminded long time ago when the woman of God gave the word and said, God said He have everyone in the right place just for us, and we had one person already, but you know what? God is the one that sees the future. He sees the past, and He sees the present, and we did not understand the fullness of the word, but you know what? The word came to pass. God had the right people in the right place. Even though issue came up, God's word was true. God's word manifests through it. And it doesn't mean because God tell you something, you ain't going to have no little bumpity in the road. But you know what? The bumps come to see, are you going to stand on the word? Are you going to believe the word? Are you going to believe the word even into the 12:59, 1 minute before the 11:59, 1 minute before midnight? Are you going to stand on God's word? Don't you know that's the testing of your faith? Sometimes you need to say, oh, Lord, help me. Help me to stand on your word. Help me to believe on your word. Help my unbelief today. If you call upon Him, He will answer. Tell the truth to Him. If you lie to God, it doesn't matter. He already see all things, know all things. So why lie to the creator that creates you? If you have to be truthful to Him. Tell it all to Him. and he will do it, everything just for you. Be true to him. He already know that stuff. He already know it all. Lord, I ain't like that. He say, Jesus, I don't like that. He already know you ain't like it, right? He already know. But you know what? When you leave it to him and tell him about it, he can work it out just for you. So remember now, you and the Father need to be one. Remember, be in oneness with God and allow God to do the work. You cannot separate the giver from the gift. You cannot separate it. You cannot separate the giver from the gift. So you know what? Know that this day, today, this is another one, thou will be done this day. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracles shall follow miracles, and wonders shall never cease. So declare and decree these things in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Hello, you're on
the air. Amen. Good morning. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Man, y'all been on fire this morning. I'm actually out here at this job site. I'm on this construction site, and I'm just being blown away. I would have pushed one earlier when the apostle was speaking and letting us know and say, hey, this is your chance, and everything in my spirit wanted to say something. I really love the way that she did the analogy with the word, and we all create our own inertia for life, and that's the unstoppable force. And we have to realize that we are here to help each other. So having conversations like this early in the morning gives you a great energy to carry you throughout the day. Sometimes you can't make it to Sunday service as much as you want to make it, and that doesn't mean that your heart's not there. But that's why they say in the Bible, never forsake the fellowship, even when the centurion didn't believe in Jesus, but he did believe in Jesus. He said, you ain't got to come, just send word. So these words is being said are coming from people that really believe and walking like they're talking, man. I miss y'all so much. I'm running for president in 2024. I definitely have to get with y'all. I've been away. I've been having phone issues. It's so many setbacks and challenges, but like the brother said, you still got to keep going through. So I love what's going on here. Y'all movement is so much on fire for the Lord, and I just wanted to give y'all props, kudos, and praise. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. My direct number is 818-358-5722. Y'all be blessed.
You too, the Pastor Don. You too. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank the word. Thank God for the word that came forth today from Apostle and Pastor Sharon, Mr. Benjamin, and we had Pastor Don. We just thank God for each and every person. Know that you're blessed. Know that you serve an awesome God. And tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. Now, join us on May 29th through the 31st at 7 p.m. nightly at Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, where the host is Pastor John Donaldson, for the revival of empowerment with none other than Bishop Porter and Apostle Porter. That address is 122 Jefferson Street, Oakland, Florida, 34760. Again, that's May 29th through the 31st at 7 p.m. nightly at Trinity Missionary Baptist Church at 122 Jefferson Street, Oakland, Florida, 34760. You can call Deacon Ted Boulder at 407-914-7785 for directions. That's 407-914-7785 for directions. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746.
6746, code 3333 pound. Till then, be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow tearing the devil kingdom down and taking back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Be blessed. On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go, and
I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go, and
I
let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let God.
Let
him
have
his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.